amassed on his face and neck. He looks over at me, his mouth still set in a hard line.
It's not even noon yet, Casey.
That doesn't answer my question. I tighten my ponytail and push back several baby hairs clinging to my forehead. But we started at 7.
Yeah, an hour later than I wanted to,
he says, raising a brow. I roll my eyes and groan, throwing my head back dramatically. Why are we even doing this?
To keep us safe.
I mouth the words at the exact same time he utters them and then snap my head forward, glowering. That's all you ever say, father.
Because it's all I ever mean, daughter.
The corner of his lip perks up in amusement. Can't we ever do anything fun? Most dads take their kids to the park or to the movies or out to ice cream. You just make me work.
It's not work. It's prep for the end
of the world. I cut him off, mockingly reciting what he's repeated to me every day for the past 3 years. When he first told me we had to prep for the end of the world, I thought it was exciting, like we were embarking on our own super secret fun adventure. But after a couple of years, that excitement wore off, and now I'm just tired, longing for a normal life. Not whatever this is. I toss my shovel in the grass and put my hands on my hips. What if it never ends, Dad? Then what? We just wasted all this time prepping for nothing. He scratches at his beard.
Well, I really hope it doesn't. But it's going to because everything eventually ends, and that includes the world.
I know you're supposed to believe your parents, trust what they're saying. And I have. I've believed every word my dad has uttered since I learned what words meant. But now, I'm not so sure anymore. I stopped believing in Santa when I was 9 years old, and I feel like I'm gonna stop believing in my dad one day, too. Maybe I already have. If it does, why would I want to stick around? I'd rather die along with it. I raise my chin defiantly.
No, you wouldn't, Casey.
Yes, I would. I hate it here. Dad lets out a heavy sigh.
Let's just get the rest of these holes dug, and then I'll make us some sandwiches and we can enjoy them under the apple tree.
He seals his offer with a smile and goes back to work, plunging the post digger into the ground. And then what? I practically yell. He glances at me while excavating a scoop of dirt.
Then we'll install the posts, the fencing, and the barbed wire. You know that, Casey.
My bottom lip trembles and tears well up in the corners of my eyes. I turn away to hide my frustration and kick the handle of the shovel before plopping down in the grass. Pulling my knees into my chest, I try to make myself as small as possible. The post digger thuds against the hard soil, followed by Dad's work boots crunching over dried grass. He kneels in front of me, lifting my chin with his thumb and index finger, forcing me to meet his gaze. I'm not one to cry, and he knows that, but it's all too much.
Sweetheart, what's wrong?
I don't want to do this anymore, I say, jerking away.
Why not?
Because I want to be normal.
Who says we're not normal?
Dad cracks a small smile. I pull a piece of skin from an open blister on my dirty, inflamed hand and flick it onto the grass. The kids at school? I briefly look up at him. They say you're a freak and a kook who wears a tinfoil hat.
Well, I don't care what people say about me, Case, so I wouldn't let it bother you.
He ruffles my hair. I smack his hand away. They say I'm a weirdo, too. They call me Crazy Pearson. A tear breaks past my lower lashes, spilling out. And they filled my locker with canned goods yesterday. Dad's brows shove together with concern.